Utah is known for having many cases of Lyme disease, according to the Center of Disease Control, but Utahns are likely to take out-of-state vacations this summer, and tourists come to Utah because the state attracts people and their pets for outdoor recreation.
We're going into areas of the country, potentially, that have high rates of Lyme disease, very heavy tick infestation.
That's Mark Walder, a veterinarian working to keep pets and their owners healthy.
And if you're like me, many times you're taking your pets with you. You may unknowingly be going in an area where there's high rates of Lyme disease, and if your pet is unprotected, they stand a very high likelihood of developing Lyme disease.
Walder says with an uptick in Lyme disease rates, you don't have to go to the mountains or a heavily wooded area to get fleas and ticks. Just going into your backyard puts your pet at risk, but you don't want to keep your pets inside all summer.
And one of the best things you can do is to get your pet on a preventative. That's critically important for all pets. They need to be on a flea and tick prevention.
So how do you know if your pet already has Lyme disease?
You know, initially the signs can be very mild. It could be everything from a change in their mood, loss of appetite. They can be stiff-legged or have some lameness issues. They can become depressed. And if left undiagnosed and untreated, that can progress into more serious disease, what we call the chronic form, where it can lead into organ disease such as kidney disease.
Walder says pet owners should consult with a veterinarian to prevent and treat Lyme disease.
That veterinarian knows, outside of you as the pet mom and dad, they know the unique needs of your pet, and they can make the best recommendation. In our practice, we recommend preventatives, year-round preventatives.
More information on how to keep your pets healthy can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.